Mesechta Saita, Daf Lamed Aleph, three lines from the top of Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, and the Gemara will now quote from the last drasha that the Mishnah brought on Daf Chav Zayin Abayz, which was stated by Biyayim on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Nismana as the Nasi. And even though the rest of the drushas of the Mishnah were from Rabbi Akiva, and this drasha was from Rabbi Shua ben Hukkanis, and we explained that since in this drasha we also see that Rabbi Shua stated a similar lashon that he said regarding a drasha of Rabbi Akiva, and he said, Amar Rabbi Shua, mi yigala for me nech Rabbi ben Zakkai, therefore we bring this drush over here as well. And let's review the Mishnah. By Biyayim, Darsh Rav Shu ben Hukkanis, Lo Ovid Iyav Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Me'ava, that Iyav served HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'ava, and as the Pasuk says in Iyav, Hein Yichtileini Lo Yachal, that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will kill me, I will still hope for him as I still love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Keep in mind that the actual Ksiv in the Pasuk is Loy with an Aleph, and the Pasuk states, Hein Yichtileini Lo Yachal, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills me, I will not hope for him, and it's Mashma that Iyav actually served HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'ira and not Me'ava. However, the way that we read the pasuk is Hein Yichtileini Lo Yachal, Lo Yispel Lamed Vav, and therefore the title of the pasuk is that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will kill me, I will still hope for him as I still love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And based on the Kri, Eev served HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'ava, and based on the Ksiv, Eev served HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'ira. And Rabbi Shua continued, Badayna Dov Shakaloi, we still have a suffix as to what the pasuk means, and it's still going to be an even question. The Shaila is, Ani Mitzapa, Einu Mitzapa, did Eev mean to say that I will hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's Me'ava? Or I will not hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he served HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Yira. Therefore, the pasuk in Eiv states, "Ad Egva Le'asu Tumasim Meni." And Eiv stated that even if I die, I will not remove my tmimus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I will still trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we see that Eiv served HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Ava. And our Gemara now begins. V'lechse Hayloi Ibalamet Alv Ksiv Loyu Ibalamet Vav Ksiv Loyu. The Lachir. Why don't we look in Eiv itself and see how the word Loy is written? Is it written as Lamed Aleph, and therefore it means that he was even Me'ira, or is it written with Lamed Vav, and it means that he was Eiv Me'ava, and he stated that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills me, I will still hope for him. And as Rashi states, V'amai Oma Hadava Dayin Shokol, why would Rabbi Shua state that he still has to figure out what the Pasuk means? And Mefarshim explained that the Gemara understood that the Pasuk is written as Lamed Aleph, but the Kri is Lamed Vav. And the question of the Gemara is that L'chira, every time we have a Kri Ksiv, we should go and figure out what we do. Do we dash in the Kri, or we dash in the Ksiv? And we can then understand if Eiv was Eiv Me'ava or Eiv Me'ira. And the Gemara answers, there is no klal, because v'chol hecha d'ksiv b'lamed aleph loyu. Do you think that every time we have a ksiv that's written as lamed aleph, then we also dashen as if it says lamed aleph? Gemara points out that this is not necessarily true, because el me'ata b'chol tzurasam leitzar, when we have the pasuk nishaya that states b'chol tzurasam leitzar d'ksiv b'lamed aleph, that the ksiv is with the lamed aleph, chinami d'loyu, do you think that you could dashen it as if it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have tzar when klal Yisrael has tzar? But certainly over there we have to dashin b'chol tzurasim leitzar, where Klal Yisrael has tzaris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is b'tzar, and we have to dashin it based on the Kri, which is Lamed Vav, and it's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does have tzar when Klal Yisrael has tzar. And the Gemara states v'chitem ha'chinami, and if you're going to tell me that maybe in chinami that the pshat in the pasuk in Yishai is actually that when Klal Yisrael has tzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't feel that pain, but that can't be pshat in that pasuk, because v'aksiv in that pasuk itself, the pasuk continues and states Malach panav hayshiyam ba'avaser v'chamlasehu ga'olam ve'inat. So we see that the pasuk must mean that when Klal Yisrael had tzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does feel that pain, and therefore he sends his Malach Michael to go and save Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the Gemara proves that even though a pasuk states b'chol tzurasam leitzar and the ksiv is with the lamed aleph, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the way we're going to dash in a pasuk. Elam mashmahachi or mashmahachi. When we find the word loy in the Torah, and you could dash in a pasuk either way, then we actually have a suffix, and we have to figure out based on the context as to what the Torah means, and therefore. Or in Yeshaya, where the Torah states afterwards, Malach Panav Hashem, so we see that Kodesh Baruch Hu cares about Klal Yisrael, so it must be when the Pasuk started off and said, B'chol tzurasam leitzar, that the Pasuk means that any time Klal Yisrael is b'tzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shears in the pain, and we dash it as if it says, Leitzar with a vav. And the same is true when the Pasuk says, Hein Yichtileini Lo Yachal B'degei Eiv, that even though the word Loy is spelled Lamed Aleph, and that is the Ksiv, however, we still dash it based on the Kri of Lo Yachal with a vav. The way that we know to dash in the Kri and not the ksiv is because we have a pasuk in Eiv that says ad egva loy asa tu masim meni, and therefore clearly we see that Eiv was Eiv at HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ava, and therefore the title of the pasuk of Hein Yichtileini Lo Yachal must be that Eiv stated that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills me, I will still hope for him, and that is based on the fact that we know that Eiv was Eiv at HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ava. And the Gemara continues, Tani will learn to Brei, so Ramei Oimer Ramei states Nema Yirei Elokim be'Eiv, the pasuk states Yirei Elokim b'degei Eiv, v'Nema the pasuk states Yirei Elokim b'Avram, as the pasuk says says, so we see by the end of that Kedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I know that you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And B'negei Eiv, the Pasuk says, Ish Hoya Be'eretz Utz Eiv Shmai, V'hoya Ish Ahu Tam V'yosha V'yirei Elikim V'sar Meira. And Ramei explains that even though it says that they feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, Zok Ramei Ma Yirei Elikim Avram Me'ava, just like the Yiras Elikim that it states B'negei Avram, is teaching us that Avram was scared to do bid because he loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, and therefore, as a person doesn't want to do bid to someone that they love, that's the basis of Avram not wanting to do a bad thing, and that's what it means, Yirei Elikim, but his Yira actually stemmed from his Avas Hashem. And therefore, Ramei explains, after Yirei Elikim, Ha'oma Be'iv Me'ava, even when it states the Lashon of Yirei Elikim, B'negei Eiv, is referring to the same concept of Yiras Elikim that it mentioned B'negei Avram, and Eiv also loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that he didn't want to do anything wrong which would disrupt their relationship, and that is what the term Yiras Elikim means, B'negei Eiv and B'negei Avram. And the Gemara asks, Avram Gufi Midalan, and how do you know that Avram loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Maybe in Chanami, Avram only had Yiras Hashem. Gemara answers the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Va'ati Yisrael Avdi Yaakov Asher B'chatich Zer Avram Oyevi. So we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu called B'nei Yisrael, the children of Avram who loved me. And let's remember that in the Gemara in Daf Chaf Beis on Beis, the Gemara stated that you shouldn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you shouldn't be Parsh Me'ava or Parsh Me'ira. And Rashi says, over there, the Ava is talking about Ava Schar Mitzvahs, V'loigla Ava Mitzvah Zabari. And therefore, the way to have Avas Hashem is to just do the mitzvahs out of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not based on the fact that you could potentially get schar. And you should also not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on Yiras HaInish El Ma'al Adam Lases Avas Hashem Yisparach HaChisibanu Hashem Alakinu V'seif HaSchar Lovai Ayin Sham. And the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Yud Halacha Beis states Loi Mipnei Dava Ba'ilam, that you shouldn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on anything in the world V'loi Mipnei Yiras HaRa V'loi Kedei Liras HaTayva Ela Oysa Emes Mipnei Shu Emes V'seif HaTayva Lovai Beglala. Gemara continues, and we'll discuss the difference between Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And let's keep in mind that Yiras Hashem over here does not mean that someone is fearful of Hashem and he's scared of Inshin or he has a fright of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Proper taich of Yira is always that he has awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as this is sometimes referred to, we're referring to Yiras HaRemis. And the Gemara continues, "My ikah bein oisim me'ava lo oisim me'ira." What is the difference between someone that's on a great madrega and he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and someone that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a great madrega and he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on the order he has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the Gemara explains, "Ikah hadatanya." The nafkamina would be in the following brisa: Reb Shimon ala zayme, gadol oisim me'ava yosim lo oisim me'ira. That it's greater one that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu from love than someone that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on awe. Shezet tali le'el dav, v'zet tali le'apayim dar. As if someone serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ira, then he will have schusim, and he'll be able to give him schusim for 1,000 generations. However, if someone serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu from love, it'll actually give him schusim for 2,000 generations. As Hachak Siv, as in Pasuk Sisa, the Torah states, v'isa chesed la'alofim, la'oyivai l'shomim mitzvaysai. So we see over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a person schusim for 2,000 years. And this is based on the fact that the Torah uses a Lashon Rabbim and says, alofim, and mi'at Rabbim Mishnayim, and therefore this person will have schusim for 2,000 generations. V'hasam ksiv, and in Pashas Veschanon, the pasuk states, and we will read the entire pasuk. V'yedata ki Hashem alekecha hu alekim hakel anem and shemer bris v'chesed la'oyivav u'l'shem mitzvayisov le'elavdar. The Torah says we will give schusim to someone that guards my mitzvahs for 1,000 generations. Now, as we know, there's a klal that any time the Torah states hishama pen ba'al, it's a lashon of a leisasei, and the Torah is telling us that if someone guards the mitzvahs and doesn't do the leisasei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him schusim for 1,000 generations because he only served HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meira, and therefore we see a chil between someone that's Oyev Me'ava and Oyev Meira. And the Gemara is Hasan Namik Siv La'Oyev Avu L'Shomer Mitzvayisov La'Avdar, that even though you brought the end of the pasuk, but L'Maisa one word beforehand, the Torah says that this is referring to someone that loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the one that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu and does his mitzvahs, and then he'll have the schus that he will have schusim for 1,000 generations. So L'Chira, how can you say that someone that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Yira will only have schusim for 1,000 generations if the pasuk clearly says that we're talking about someone that loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, as the Torah states, La'oyevav ulushayim mitzvaysev la'elafdar. Gemara answers, In chinami b'negei the pasuk that says elafdar, it says La'oyevav ulushayim mitzvaysev la'elafdar, but b'negei the pasuk where it says alafim, the Torah also says, V'oysi chesel alafim, and it states La'oyevai, but it also says it will shomer mitzvaysai, and the chayyur it's mashma that if a person is oyvai and shomer mitzvaysai, he will receive a reward for that for 2,000 generations. And the pasuk also says that he'll receive a reward for that only for 1,000 generations. And therefore, in order that there shouldn't be a stirah between the pesukim, we have to say ha'ilu the samuchlei, the ha'ilu the samuchlei. When the Torah says va'isach chesel alafim, that a kadosh baruch Hu will give a person's chesed for 2,000 generations, so we go to the next word, and since the next word is la'oyvai, so we see a kadosh baruch Hu will give that chesed to someone that loves a kadosh baruch Hu and is oyv me'ava. However, in the pasuk where it says la'elftar, the words right before the words la'elftar is l'shem mitzvaysav, and therefore we say when the Torah says a person will have chesed for 1,000 generations, it's referring to specifically someone that's oyv me'ira. And the Gemara continues, how did trei talmidim that yosvi kamei to Rava? There were two talmidim that were sitting in front of Rava. Chada amalei, one said to Rava, akreim b'chamoi, they read to me in a chalayim, ma rav tufcha shesafatli recha, how great is the tayv that Kadosh Baruch Hu hid away for those that fear him. Mechada amalei, and one talmud said to Rava, akreim b'chamoi, they read to me in my dream, the pasuk that says to him, yisbuchu kol chayse bach, lo'ilim ra'neinu, v'sasech aleimu, v'yatsu b'cha oyev eshimecha. This pasuk refers to someone that loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we know from Parak HaRoyim, Mesechtes Brachos, Rava was very into dreams. So Amalu, so Rava said to them, Tavaych Rabban and Tzadik and Gemur Atan, that the dreams are coming to tell you that both of you are Tzadik and Gemur, Ma Me'avil, Ma Me'ira. However, the second Talmud is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'avil, and that's why they brought him a pasuk that states, V'yaltu B'cha Oyev Eshmecha. However, the first Talmud is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'ira, and that's why we read a pasuk to him on Ma'arav Tuvcha, Shet Tzifat L'Yerecha, and discuss someone that fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hadun Lach Kashem Shamayim, Hadun Lach Kashem Shamayim, Hadun Lach Kashem Shamayim, and we continue and start the sixth parak of Masechta Saita, and we begin the new Mishnah. And before we begin, let's just remind ourselves of the machlekes we had between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua that we had on Daf Beis and Aleph, whereas Rabbi Lezer held that Kinui has to be Al Pi Shnayim, and you have to warn her in front of two Edim, and Rabbi Shua agrees to Rabbi Lezer on that point. However, Rabbi Lezer says that once you warned her, there was no requirement to have two Edim, that she secluded herself with that man, and even if there was one aid, and that aid would be an Isha or an Eved, that would suffice, as now we have Raglayim Ladova, that she did something wrong, and therefore she would have to drink from the Mayim Marim. However, Bishua argued on Rabbi Lezer, and he stated that just like Benigea warning her, you have to do the warning in front of two Edim, the same holds true Benigea to Sira, and the only way that she would have to drink from the Mayim Marim is if you actually had Edim Sira, and two Edim said that we saw her being secluded with this man. Ayin Taisus Dibel Maschol Mishikin La, Parag Zeh Hay Hagun She Shonu Ma'ur, but Parag Rishon, that really this parak should have been included in the first parak. La'acha isababa de ilasuris lecha b'tshuma. After we had the case of these are the ones that are us lecha b'tshuma, and at that point we should have stated our mishnah in this parak. And Taisus points out v'teima de la'acha sheshana shebekua mayim hu chayz lekinoi, that after we already spoke about the bedikas hamayim, then we return to discuss the warning of the husband. And our mishnah begins mishikinu l'ishta v'nistra. If someone warned his wife properly, then she secluded herself. However, you don't have any edim that she secluded herself with this man, but I feel the way that the husband knew that she secluded herself with this man is that he heard that birds were flying over his head and he heard them speaking about it, meaning that there was some sort of rumor that was floating around she secluded herself with this man. So since Rabbi Lezer holds that in a gay astira, we don't have to have actual edas, and even if you have an edechad, that would suffice. So even if it wouldn't be a kosher edechad and you just have rumors that are floating around that she secluded herself, Rabbi Lezer also holds that she would be usher to her husband and she would have to drink from the Mayim Marim. And if a husband doesn't want to bring it to Bezin and doesn't want her to drink from the Mayim Marim, then he would be required to give her a get and she would receive a ksuba, as her husband is the one that doesn't want her to drink from the Mayim Marim, and therefore she would still be entitled to a ksuba. And this is the way Rashi learns this din of Rabbi Lezer, as Rashi states, Rabbi Lezer tamei da'om parakama stira loy baya edis vafilu evit vafilu shifcha namonim dahayu nami ka'if ha-pareach de islish l'tuma de kulu mehemni ba hilkach nesra lov vim ena roit salash kaisa yaitzi v'yitin ksuba. And the Meiri states that when the Mishnah states afil shon ma'if ha-pareach yaitzi v'yitin ksuba, it doesn't necessarily mean that he actually heard a rumor at all, el shu maimim mitzad ezu ha-masla, but the maisa is what a husband believes in his heart, v'u inyin shon ma'if ha-pareach klima shesomcha daito b'kach mitzad shekin heaven l'fi daitoi derech nachash mitzif sof ha-ifes. And even if he just figured this out based on the chirping of the birds, and it really means that he had some sort of intuition that his wife secluded herself, then the din is yaitzi v'yitin ksuba. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shua Imer, Rabbi Shua argues on this whole Yisrael Rabbi Lezer, as Rabbi Shua says that the only time that she'd be actually usher to her husband is only if there were actually two edim that she secluded herself with this man. If there's only an Eved or an Isha or if ha-perech, that would not do anything and she wouldn't be usher to her husband, and she definitely would not be able to drink from the Mayim Marim. Rabbi Shua tells us a chiddush that in chinami, I say that you need two Edom, but I still agree that if there were such strong rumors and all the women that are weaving together under moonlight are speaking about this woman and they are saying that she secluded herself with this man, so at that point the husband would be required to give her a get. But Lemaisa, since there are no Edom at all, therefore he would still be required to give her a ksuba, and she doesn't forfeit a ksuba. Rashi explains the reason why he would have to give her a get is miu because she used to be yisnu meisu b'levana b'bitzusa mechu hadava v'teitzei. And Rashi defines as yisnu v'yisnu ba meisu b'levana in mesechtes gittin on that peitesu medalv shedakin l'daba sichas b'teilas u'l'daba b'chshudei shabir. And in Tesis Yontib and Tveris Yisrael state shanoshim atavis b'leilo mitecha pachad miskabes l'davis b'yachad, that since they're weaving at night, they get together as a group because they're scared to be alone. U'midabes kulam al yonayim, and they speak about the news of the day. The Mishnah continues that if there was already kinyan and sira, and lefir abishua, there were already two edim that testified that she secluded herself with this man, and lefir abeleza, there was even done al yedei oifa perech. And at this point, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, there was already reglayim ledava since there was kinyan and sira, and therefore the Mishnah continues, ama yedechad ani reisi ashit beis leis shesa. That if yedechad comes at this point and says that not only did she seclude herself, but I know that during the time that the edim are saying that she secluded herself, I saw that she actually had bia, then she would not be able to drink from the mayim marim, and therefore her husband would have to give her a get, and she would also forfeit a ksuba. And not only would a kosher eid echad be naman, but even if only an eved or a shifcha come and say that we know that she was mizana, then they would be naman, and at that point she would no longer be able to drink from the mayim marim, and there would be no way for her to prove her innocence, and therefore her husband would have to give her a get, and she would forfeit a ksuba. The Mishnah continues, and based on the Gemara Masechta Yevamos that taught us that there are five women that hate each other, our Mishnah teaches us that even though these five women hate her, however, Lemaisa, they would still have an emunah to say that she was Mizana based on the fact that it was Raglayim Ledova and it was Kinan and Stira. And the Mishnah states, Chamaisa, her mother-in-law, Bas Chamaisa, or the daughter of her mother-in-law, referring to her husband's sister and her sister-in-law, Vitzarasa, her co-wife, a wife that hates her because of the fact that she is competing with her to get the attention of their mutual husband. And the same holds true via Vimta, that the wife of her husband's brother also hates her. And the example that Rashi gives is if Rachel's married to Reuven and Leah is married to Shimon, Rachel will always hate Leah because she knows that if her husband Reuven dies without having any children, possibly Leah's husband Shimon will do Yibum with Rachel, and therefore Rachel will become the Tzara together with Leah, and they'll be competing for the attention of Shimon. And finally, Ubas Baila, the daughter of her husband, meaning her stepdaughter, Harei Lenaman, is that even though they may hate her, but they're still going to be Neman that she actually had Bia and she was Mizana, and they don't have a right to make her lose her ksuba, but they do have a right to say that we know that she was Mizana, and therefore she can't drink from Mayim Marim, and once she won't be able to drink from Mayim Marim, then she would no longer have a way to prove her innocence, and therefore her husband will have to divorce her, but even though he divorced her, she would still receive her ksuba. And Rashi explains, my son-in-law, why is it that these women hate her? The Maisa generally ain't in the Manasla L'shem Eidah Shila Rasa, that these women are not Neman to say any testimony that is for her detriment, and even in a case where women are generally believed for Eidahs, and the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that in our Mishnah, they are Neman because there's a Reglayim Ledover. And the Mishnah continued that one of the deenim that we see from the Mishnah is that once there's Kinyan Sira and there's a Reglayim Ledover, then an Echad is Neman to say that we know that she was Mizana, and therefore she will no longer be able to drink from Mayim Marim, and her husband will have to divorce her, and she will forfeit a ksuba. The Gemara explains the Makar, Shai Bedin, as the Sfar will be just the opposite, Uma'im Eidahs Rishayna, that just like if you have the Eidahs of Stira, according to Rabbi Shua, Shayna Strasa Isoilam, that Eidahs would not make her Asa forever. Once you have an Eidahs Stira, it just causes her to be a suffix Seder, and now she has to drink from the Mayim Marim, and potentially she will be able to prove her innocence, and therefore she will no longer be a Asa to her husband. And even so, Rabbi Shua holds, Eidim Eskayim as Bepachas Mishnayim, that you can't have less than two Eidim that testify that she was secluded with this man. So Eidahs Achreina Shay Strasa Isoilam, so then certainly by Eidahs Tuma, where it asks her forever, and didn't she like the sky and Pachas Mishnayim, then certainly we should require that you have to aid him in order to make her asa to husband forever. Therefore, Talmud Lamed, the Pasuk tells us, V'eid ein ba, kol eid ishiyesh ba. The Pasuk states in the Pasha Saita, V'shachav isha isa shikha zeren, V'nela me'ini isha, V'nistra v'hinit ma, V'eid ein ba, V'hid lein ispasa. So we see that it's talking about a scenario where she was not an anusa, and it must be that we're talking about a scenario where she becomes asa, and the Torah states that there was no aid over there, meaning there weren't two aidim in that scenario, even though there was only one aid, we still believe they in Echad, and she would be asked to her husband. And the Mishnah continues that if you're telling me that in Echad is Neman, but the Geyat Tumah, so l'chayah kavachayim l'eidus hirishayim at this point that we know that in Echad is Neman, Mammon b'negeya edik tuma, which asks her forever, then we should have a kal v'chomer b'negeya edistira as well, and all you should need for edistira should be one aid, and you should not need two aidim. And what would be the kal v'chomer? And the Gemara continues that daf lamed alfam beis umam edis achrin shei srasa israelim hari miskayem es be'ed echad. If it's true that ed echad is Mammon to say that I know that she was mezana with this man, and you don't need two aidim, and even though at this point when you say such hagadah edis, she will not be able to drink from the mayim marim and prove her innocence, and therefore she'll be us to husband forever. So edus shein is shein esrasa israelim. So certainly b'negayah the original edus of stira, where that would not cause to be us forever, as she could still drink from the mayim marim and prove her innocence, and then she'll be mutta to husband. And then she tiskayim be'ed echad. And certainly, even if you have an ed echad testifies that I know that she secluded herself with this man, that should be enough. And why does Rabbi Shua require that you need two edim for stira? And the Mishnah continues, Talmud Lema, that we have a limud that we require two edim that testify that she secluded herself with this man, as the Torah states regarding a get, ki yikach hashishu ba'ala v'hoya im leisim sochein be'inav ki matzah ba'erviz dava v'chassav la'seva krisis v'nasim b'yadav v'shilchum be'isai en hula'alanu ha'imeh and b'negeya edis, the Torah states al pishnayim edim yakum dava. And therefore, since both b'negeya erva, the pasuk says dava, and b'negeya edis, the Torah says dava, ma'alan al pishnayim, just like b'negeya edis, we know that it's referring to edim, as the Torah states al pishnayim edim yakum dava afkan al pishnayim. Therefore, b'negeya erva, you have to have two edim to testify that she secluded herself, and if you only have one aid, that would not be sufficient. And finally, the Mishnah states, Edom and Nitmes, if one aid says that she became Tamei, Ve'edom and Nitmes, and then another aid comes and says she was not Tamei and she was not Mizana, or Isha Emeris Nitmes, a woman comes and says that she certainly was Mizana, Ve'isha Emeris Nitmes, and another woman comes and testifies that this woman was not Mizana. So at this point, as Rashi says, Ukrichad Behadichad, Varei Kisveka Vishoisa, that since you go and take each testimony of each aid and you cancel them out against each other, so back to the original suffix, since she had Kenan Stira, and now you would have to drink from the Mayim Marim in order to prove your innocence. And the Mishnah continues with two more cases, Echleim and Nitmeis, Vishnaim and Leitmeis, if one aid says that she became Tamei, and then two aidim come and say Leitmeis, and as Rashi says, over here it doesn't mean that they say that we know for certain that she was not Tamei and she was not Mizana, as in that case, certainly she would not have to drink from the Mayim Marim, since there are aidim that testify that she wasn't Tamei, but Rashi says, Kleima Leitmeis befenecha, that she did not become Tamei in front of us, and when we came and we found that she actually was secluded with this person, we were together with you, and in front of us, she would not become Tamei, and we didn't see that she was actually Mizana, and you also did not see that in that moment she was Mizana, and therefore we have to believe the two Aiden that state that at that moment she was not Mizana, and once again, we're back to the fact that she had Kenyan Stira, and therefore she's required to drink from the Mayim Marim in order to be Mivara if she was Mizana or not. And even though these Aiden testified that at that moment we did not see that she was Mizana, and Rashi explains that the suffix is Imnitbeis Koidim Shabo Elu Matsam, that possibly she was Mizana prior to him coming and seeing that she was secluded with this man, and therefore the Mishnah said, Haisa Shaisa, she would have to drink from the Mayim Marim in order to be Mivara the suffix. And the last case of the Mishnah is Shnaim Imnitbeis, if two Aiden come and say that we know for certain she had beer with this man, and Be'echad Aiden Leinitbeis, and one Aid said that she was not Mizana, Lo Haisa Shaisa, and certainly we have to believe the two Aiden that say that we know for certain that she was Mizana, and therefore she would not be able to drink from the Mayim Marim, and she would be also to her husband, and she would forfeit Aksuba. And we begin our Gemara. In our Mishnah, we just stated that an Eid Echad is believed to testify that this woman was Mizana, as the Pasuk stated, Ve'id Ein Ba, and the Mishnah then asked that if so, we should have a Kal V'chomer to teach us that an Eid Echad can testify regarding Stira as well, and the Mishnah stated that we require to aid him for Stira based on Gzeir Shava of Dovah Dovah. And our Gemara will now ask the Lechira, why do we need a limud from Dovah Dovah if we can learn from the Pasha of Saita itself, since the Torah states Ve'id Ein Ba, so the Mashmais is that only time one aid will suffice is only Ba, referring to Eid Tumah, but Eid Kinoi and Eid Stira require to aid him, and this is the way the Meiri understands the Gemara. And Rashi says a bit different, that the Chiddush that Echad is enough was only stated by Eid Tumah, but regarding all other Eidus there is no such limud, and therefore the standard din of Kala Torah Kula applies, and we should require to aid him. And let us now see this in the Gemara. Hai Talmud Lema Ki Matzba Eves Dava. Why did the Mishnah state that the way we know that you need two aidim for Eid Stira is based on a limud of Gzeir Shava of Dava Dava Mimaman Talmud Lema Ba Bavale Bekino Bavale Bistira Mibayle? L'chayr, we should have learned from the Pasha of Sait itself, as the Torah taught us for Eid Ein Ba, and we learn out that only B'negeya Eid Tuma can you have one aid. However, B'negeya Kino and B'negeya Stira, we need two aidim. And the Gemara answers, Hachinami Kama, that in Hachinami, that is what the Mishnah means. Talmud Lema Ba Bavale Bekino Bavale Bistira. The way we understand that Kino and Stira need two aidim is based on the fact that the Torah says that the only time mechadish to you that one aid will suffice is only b'negeya tumah. However, b'negeya kinyan and stira, you definitely are required to have two aidim. And then the Mishnah is talking about a whole different din that the tumah ba'alma b'loy kinyan b'loy stira d'loy mehem and aid echad minolan. That how do we know that if aidim come to Bezin and they testify about a woman who did not have kinyan and did not have aid stira, and they say that this woman was bezana, that an aid echad would not suffice, and you require two aidim because there was no reglaying l'dava, as nemekan dava v'nem l'aldon dava, that is based on the standard din that we learn that all dinim of erva require two edim, as we have a regular gzeir shava of dava dava mamon balalam b'shnei edim, just like b'negei the din of mamon, you have to have two edim, afkam b'shnei edim, also b'negei a standard dinim of arayis, you definitely need two edim, and the only time that the Torah was mechadish to us that one aid will suffice is only when you have an aid that says that this woman was mezana and comes after kinyan and sira, as since there is a reglaim l'dava, therefore the Torah believed in aid echad, and Rashi reminds us of the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara asks that how can you say that the pasuk of the Eid Einba is Dafka talking about a scenario where it was after Kinyan Stira, if in the Torah we find the pasuk of the Eid Einba prior to the pasukim that discuss Kinyan Stira, and the Gemara over there says that since the pasuk says V'avolav Rilkina, it means that he already had a Kinyan Stira prior to the pasuk of Eid Einba Ayin Sham. And the Gemara quotes from the end of the Mishnah where the Mishnah brought a case of Eid Amun Nitmeis for Eid Amun Lay Nitmeis, or Isha Imeres Nitmeis for Isha Imeres Lay Nitmeis, so therefore it's Chad Keneged Chad, and as Rashi taught us, Uchi Chad Bahadi Chad, Bahrei Kisveka, and therefore she goes back to the original suffix, and since she already had Kinyan Stira, so she has to drink the Mayim Amarim like a regular suffix Saita. And the Gemara is Medayek, Taimed the Kamachishle, that the reason why the Eid Echad is not Nemon is because there's another Eid Echad that says that she was not Mizana, Halak Kamachishle, but if there was not another Eid Echad that was Machish the first Eid Echad Mehemon, that's Muchach from the Mishnah, that Eid Echad would be believed to say that this woman was Mizana, and therefore she would not be able to drink from the Mayim Amarim. And the Gemara now asks, Minani Mili, how do we know that this din is correct? That once there's Kinyan Stira and there's Reglaim Ludova, that an Echad would be believed by a suffix Saita. And Rashi points out that really the Gemara did not have to go through this Haychacha and bring a Diyuk from the Mishnah, as the Mishnah at the beginning of the Mishnah actually said this Mefurish, as we had a case where Echad Oyma Niri Asiya Shinit Meis, that if one Eid said that I saw that she actually was Mizana, and the Mishnah says Mefurish, Lehisa Shaisa, that he would be believed and she would not be able to drink from the Mayim Amarim. And Rashi says the only reason why we brought this Haychacha from this part of the Mishnah is because later on in the Gemara will ask a question that's only relevant to this part of the Mishnah, which we'll get to in a moment. And also keep in mind that the Gemara will now bring a Braisa to prove that an Eid Echad is Nemon by a suffix Saita once it was Kinyan Stira. And L'chari, why did the Gemara have to bring for a Braisa if at the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph from Aleph, the Mishnah Gufa, the Gemara brought the Pasuk of the Eina Einba, Kol Eid Shiyeshba, and even though from our Braisa, the Braisa will actually explain this in greater detail, but then the Gemara should have at least referenced our Mishnah and then brought a Braisa to explain the Mishnah in greater detail, B'tzarech Bia. And the Gemara continues and brings a Braisa that we saw on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and therefore we'll run through this Braisa pretty quickly. The Tanur Rabbanan, as we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk in the Pasha of Saita states, V'edim bav hilan nisbasa, and we learn out, V'shtayim hakasa b'dava, that the Torah is teaching us that there aren't two edim, and even though there is only one aid, the Eid Echad would be believed, and therefore, as long as she wasn't forced, she will become asa to her husband. And the Braisa continues, L'maisa, the Pasuk states, V'edim bav, ata'im b'shtayim, are you telling me that the word aid means two edim, and therefore there weren't two edim, but there was at least one aid, or maybe the Torah is teaching us that even though there wasn't even one aid, that she still would be usher to her husband? And the Gemara earlier asked that L'chira, if there was no aidim at all and there wasn't even one aid, then how would she be usher? I mean, the Gemara at the beginning of the Masechta, and the Braisa continues, Talmud Loima, therefore the Torah teaches us, but the gay aidis in general, Layakum aid echad be'ish, I mean, Mashm Shinemma, Layakum aid, any idea shu echad, the L'chira, since the Torah used a Lashin Yachid and said aid, so of course it means one aid, Matam Loima echad, so why did the Torah have to specify Layakum aid echad be'ish, Zebine'av, and this teaches us to call Torah Kula, that Kal Makum Shinemma, aid, harein kashtaim, that any time the Torah says the Lashon aid, it's referring to two aidim, at shiyifalcha kasav echad, until the Torah specifies that it only means one aid, v'armachmana, and therefore, when our pasuk says, v'aidim ba, it's telling you, trei lespa, that there weren't two aidim that testified that she became tamei, elachad, and even though there was only one aid that testified that she became tamei, and that she was mizana, that she still would become asa to her husband, v'hila nisbasa asura, and as long as she wasn't anusa, then she'd be asa to her husband. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on this part of the Mishnah, Mishnah. And as Rashi said, that's why we actually brought this diak in the Mishnah. And the Gemara asks, "V'kiv dem reisa idechem hemen idechechid matzmachishlei the lechayer if an idechem is neman to say that she was mizano." So lechayer, how could the Mishnah state that if there's another aid that comes and says that she was not mizano, then we would be ukechad behadichad varei kisvek v'shoisa if lechayer that second aid should not be neman? And the reason why the second aid should not be neman because va'omu ulo, because ulo taught us kol makom shemina tayer idechad. Any time the Torah only requires that you have one aid, harei kan shneim, that even though you only have one aid, it's considered as if there were two aidim, ve'in dvar shel echo b'malkim shneim. And therefore, when you have that second aid that comes and says that she was not mizana, so that is definitely an aid echad, because the Torah did not give them manas to an echad to say that she was not mizana, as there was no din of aidus on that one aid. And the only time that the Torah gave an manas to an aid echad was in order to say that even though that we're talking about a davar shel echo, that this aid echad has the ability to say that she was mizana. And therefore, while the first aid is considered like two aidim, the second aid that came to testify and said that she was not mitame is not included in this chiddush hatayah, and therefore it has a din of an aid echad, and therefore we have two aidim that said that she was tame. There's really only one aid that says she was not tame, and why should that one aid be able to be seisa two aidim that said that she was tame? And based on this question, ela ma'ula tni lo yaisa seisa, instead of learning in our Mishnah that echadai minit beis ve echadai milaydit beis haisa seisa, that she would actually drink, we actually are goyis lo yaisa seisa, that she would not have to drink from the mayim marim, as we would believe the first aid that she actually became tummy, as that first aid is considered like two aidim, and therefore the one aid that said loynit meis cannot be machish that first aid. And the Gemara also states v'chinam Rabbi Yitzchak loy hoyse shoysa. Rabbi Yitzchak agrees that she would not drink from the mayim marim. However, Rabbi Chia states hoyse shoysa that he keeps the gears of our Mishnah and she would drink from the mayim marim. And the Gemara therefore asks Rabbi Chia kashid ula l'chayr kunt Rabbi Chia. We have the question that we had before that l'chayr the first aid is considered like shtayim, and why would it be that she would drink from the mayim marim if we have two aidim that say that she was tummy? And l'chayr the two aidim should be believed. And the Gemara answers like kasha kam bas achatz kam bezeachazeh, that in chenam Rabbi Chia agrees to the concept of ula. However, he says that the only time that ula states his concept is only if you had one aid that comes to bezin and then there's a second aid that comes at a later point. So therefore, since the first aid was already considered two aidim, so the second aid cannot be neman. However, our Mishnah is discussing a case where an aid echad came and said that she was tummy, and immediately thereafter, and as Rashi says b'tech kri diba, another aid came and said that she was not nitmeis. So in this case, the first aid doesn't have a din of two aidim yet, and therefore the second aid that came to bezin can be machish the first aid, and therefore it's considered like we have no aidim here at all, and we're back to the original suffix. And since there was kinan stira, so this woman could drink from the mayim marim, and that's why Rabbi Chia could be gerus in the Mishnah that aidim nitmeis for aidim alay nitmeis hoisa shoisa. And keep in mind, although Rashi states that the definition of a bas achas is where the second aid starts to testify within techri diba of the first hagadis aidus of the first aid, however, Taitus Shantz as well as others say that the definition of a basachas is based on when the first aid was actually accepted by Bezin, and if they're within the same din Torah and there's another aid that comes and says loy nitmeis before the acceptance of the first aid's words as part of the psak, and the first aid's words are not considered like shtai aidim ayin sham. And the Gemara will continue and ask a question on the words of Rabbi Chia, and the Gemara starts and brings from the last two cases of Mishnah that we learned at the end of the Mishnah aid oy minitmeis v'shnayim oy minitmeis hoyse shoysa, that if one aid says that she became tamei and she was mizana, and two aidim said that we were together with you at the time that you saw that she was seisa, and we did not see that she was mizana, and therefore you did not see this either, then it is hoyse shoysa that she would drink from the mayim marim. And the Gemara's medayik hachad b'chad loy hoyse shoysa, that it seems to be muchach that the gears of our Mishnah b'negei an aid echad that said that she's tamei, and then another aid echad comes and says she was not tamei, that the din is that she would not drink from the mayim marim, as we believe the first aid. And Rashi explains that it must be that this part of Mishnah is only coming to be medayik, that if there would be chad keneged chad, that she would not have to drink. If the din would be like Rabbi Chia, that when you have one against one, that she would drink from the mayim marim, then l'chayyah this Mishnah would not be necessary at all, as of course, if one against one, the din is that she would drink, then certainly when you have one that said tamei, and then you have two aidim that said loy nitmeis, then certainly she would have to drink from the mayim marim. And really the entire din of eidam and nitmeis, shnayim and loy nitmeis, that's hoysa shoysa, is not a chiddush at all, and it's only coming to teach you this diuk that if there would be one aid against another aid, then she would not be able to drink, as we hold like Ula that the first aid is considered like shtayim, and therefore when you only have one aid that's saying testimony that she was not metame, then certainly they can't go against the first aid which is considered like two aidim, and therefore certainly she would not be able to drink. And therefore the Gemara says to Yuftad Rabbi Chia l'chayr from our Mishnah, we have a diuk that is connected Rabbi Chia. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Chia will respond to you, and according to your own svara, Ema Sefer Therefore, let's see the Sefer, as Shnaima Im Nitnes, the Mishnah states that if two Edom say that she became Tamei and she was Bizana, and one is Machish the two Edom and says that she was not Tamei, she would not be able to drink from the Mayim Merm, as we believe the two Edom. Now, certainly in this case, with the two Edom that saying that she became Tamei and she was Mizana, then it's no Chiddush that she would not be able to drink from the Mayim Merm. And Lechayah, based on your own way of being Medayik from Mishnah, over here the Deek would be exactly the opposite, and the Mashmoyis of the Mishnah would be exactly like my Shita, that if one Eid said that she was Tamei and one Eid said that she was not Tamei, that she would not drink, and therefore, even based on your own Svara, Lechayah, there's a stira between the second to last case of the Mishnah and the last case of the Mishnah, and therefore, there's something wrong with the Mishnah itself, and it must be that you're not learning the right Pshat in the Mishnah, and therefore, we have to explain the Mishnah completely differently. And being that the Gemara will not clearly answer the Shaila of the Gemara, so let's speak out the main point of the Gemara. Rav Chiya explains that in Chinami, there are Chidushim both of the last two cases of the Mishnah, and these two cases are not brought in order to be Medayik what the din is in a case where Eid Oyma Nitmeis for Eid Oyma Lein Nitmeis, and certainly it's possible to be Gerus in our Mishnah that we would be Uki Chad Kenege Chad, and she would have to drink from the Mayim Marim, and the Chiddush of the last two cases of the Mishnah is the din of Rav Nechemya, and the Gemara from now until the end of the Perek will just explain to us what the Shita of Rav Nechemya is, and keep in mind that the Gemara right at the end of the Perek will explain why the Mishnah required two cases to teach us this one din of Rav Nechemya. And Rav Chiya continues, Elakulu B'Psula Edus, that really our Mishnah at this point is discussing where the Psula Edus and Rav Nechemya, and the Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Rav Nechemya, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Rav Nechemya Oimer, Kamak B'Shemina Tari Eid Echad, that any time the Tari believed in Eid Echad, Halecha Acher Rav Deis, then it's not a regular din of Edus, and although when we have a regular din of Edus, we say Trey Kameya, and even if we have two Edom on one side, and if we have 100 Edom on the other side, it's not relevant, and we consider them as if they're equal. However, B'negeya Edus, where the Torah allowed one Eid, then the Torah is telling us this doesn't go with the standard din of Edus, and therefore we go based on majority. And for example, if you have one Eid on one side and two Edom on the other side, then the two Edom would win. And Rav Nechemya also states that it doesn't make a difference if the Edom that are testifying in a place where the Torah allowed one Eid to testify, if that Eid would generally be kosher, where the Torah required two Edom, or even if that Eid that are testifying is someone that would generally be possible for a standard Eid in the Torah, for example, a woman or an Eved. And based on this, let's now read our Mishnah. If there was one Eid that says that she was Tamei, and even if that Eid is a man, and generally a man would be kosher for Eidus, even when the Torah requires you to have two Eidim, and then Ushnaim Oimim Leinitmeis, and then there are two people, and even if they're not kosher Eidim, for example, a woman or an Eved, that says that we were with you, and therefore it's impossible that you saw that she became Tamei and she was Mizana, as at the time that we saw the Sira, she was not Mizana. And even though in this case there's now one man against two women, the din is Hoysa Shoysa, that we still go based on majority, and therefore the woman would win, and she would be able to drink from the Mayim Merm. And Rashi adds in that this is even in a case where the one man testified, and the women did not testify B'Techtei Diba, and therefore that one man that testified should be considered as good as two Eidim. But even so, Rav Nechemya is Mechadish, that is only in a case where there's only one Eid that's going against that first Eid, so then we say that the Torah believed in Eid Echad Kishnayim, and he has a din like two Eidim. However, over here, where there are two women that are testifying that she was not in Nitmeis, so then we believe the two Eidim against the one man, Ayin and Rashi and Daflam and Bezom and Aleph. And the way to understand the last case of the Mishnah is Shnayim Oim and Nitmeis. If two women say that she was definitely Mizana, the Echad Oim and Loi Nitmeis, and there was only one man that said she wasn't Tamei, Loi is a Shoysa. In this case, we still believe the two women against the one man, and she would not drink from the Mayim Merm, since the majority of witnesses in this case are saying that she was Mitamei and she was Mizana. And as we already mentioned, the Gemara and Daflam and Bezom and Aleph will ask, why do we need both of these cases of the Mishnah to teach us the Zinu Reb Nechemya that we go based on the majority of witnesses, Ayin Sham? And the Gemara continues, V'ikadamri, and others explain the Shita Reb Nechemya a bit differently, that Kol Hechad Da'asa Eid Echad Kasha Mei Kara, Afilu Mei Noshim Nami Keid Echadamian, that if there would be one man that originally came and testified that she became Tamei, and the Bez was already Mekabal Eidusai, and therefore that man is considered like Shtei Eidim, and only afterward did 100 women come, and they testified that we were there at the same time, and then we know that she was not Mizana at that time, that the woman would only have a din of an Eid Echad, and therefore she would not be able to drink, as the original man who was an Eid Echad is considered like Shnayim, and the women are considered like one Eid, and Ein Devarav Shel Echad B'Makim Shnayim Klum, and therefore she would not be able to drink, as Rashi explains. And we continue on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Alef, V'Hachav Ba'Yizkin, and according to this version of Rav Nechemya, the way to understand our Mishnah is, K'goyin D'Asai Isha Meikara, that the first testimony where we said there was an Eid Echad was Dafka, where there was a woman that originally testified that she was Mizana, as if the original Eid Echad that came and testified that she was was Mizano, was a man, then he would have a din of Shtei Edim, as we explained, Lefidus version of Rav Nechemya, and therefore, even if there would be multiple Psula Edus that come afterwards, and they testify that she was not Mizano, that they would not be believed against one man. However, since the first Ed that came and testified that she was Nitmeis was a woman, and therefore, even if the other Psula Edim came and testified at a later point, and it wasn't Mibas Achas, we would still follow the two Edim, even if they wouldn't Psulim, as we always go, Basar Rav Deis, Lefi Rav Nechemya, and the Gemara now goes through the words of Rav Nechemya, V'tetzel Rav Nechemya Hachi, and this is the way we explain the Mishnah according to Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya Imek Hamokshe Minu Tereid Echad Halayich Echad Rav Deis, that any time the Tereid said that we believe one aid, then we go Basar Rav Deis, V'asu Shtei Noshim B'Ish Achas, K'Shnei Noshim B'Ish Echad, and therefore we always follow two women that are going against one woman, just like when we have two men against one man, that we always follow the majority, Avashtei Noshim B'Ish Echad Ki Palgo Palgo Dami. But if you have two women that are testifying against the Ish Echad, and the first one that testified was the man, and he stated that she was nitmeis, so since the man is an eid kasher, and the din is like ula, that would the Torah believe the eid echad, then that eid echad who is kasher is considered like shtei eidim. Therefore, even if you have 100 eidim that testify after that, then would be considered like one eid testified against two eidim, and therefore the man would be believed that she was nitmeis, and she would not be able to drink from the mayim marim. And lefi zed, the way to understand our Mishnah according to Rav Nechemya is as follows: that the first case is echrei menitmeis, if a woman says that she was mizana, and ushtaim ayim loinitmeis, and there are two psula eidim or two regular eidim that say that she was not mitame, in that case she would have to drink from the mayim marim. And this is based on the cloud of Nechemya that kol mokh shemina tari echad halich achar rav deis. The same is true ushtaim ayim loinitmeis, if there are two women that say that she was tame, echrei menitmeis, and then there was either one woman that said that she wasn't tame, or even if there was one man that says that she wasn't tame, she would still not be able to drink, as we would have to follow the majority that said that she was tummy, and therefore we would believe the women that she was tummy, and she would not be able to drink from the mayim marim. And the Gemara continues and asks, "V'tati b'psula edus lamali the lechayra." Since both of the last cases of the Mishnah are discussing this concept of Nechemya, so why would the Mishnah have to bring two cases to teach us the same din that kol makrish yamin tariyad echad halech achar rev deis? And the Gemara answers, "Ma'ar tema ki yizlinan basar rev deis lechumra aval kula lo yizlinan kamash blan." And the way Rashi explains the Gemara, Rashi states that we'd only see the first case where it's echad imenit meis u'shtaim imloinit meis that hoisa shoisa that she would drink. So we would say it makes sense that we're going bus rave days because there's a chumra that you have to drink from the mayim marim. However, in the last case of the Mishnah, where shtaim imenit meis ve'echad imloinit meis that lo hoisa shoisa, since that's a kula that she would not have to drink, so maybe we would say that we would not go bus rave days and she would have to drink from the mayim marim. And therefore, the Mishnah teaches a chiddush that no matter what the case is, and if it's a chumra or a kula, the din of Nechemya still applies and it will be halech achar rave days. And the Achrenim are bothered al Chayro. How does Rashi say that the Chumra is that she should drink from the Mayim Arim, and the Kula is that Lahakam Aleh Shloi Tishta? If the Chayro, we could say the opposite Sfar as well, and we could say the Chumra is that she should not drink because then she would be Asa to her husband, and the Kula is that she should drink because then she could potentially go and show her innocence and be Mutta to her husband. And the Chayro, based on the way Rashi learns, there should be another question that bothers us: that why didn't the Mishnah bring the last case of the Mishnah, which would show that the Din of Nechemya even applies when there's a Kula, and we would then know that certainly in the first case where echrei menit beis u'shtaim loinit beis with a chumra, that certainly we would say halech achar rev deis, and why would the Mishnah have to say this case at all? And l'chayr we could say that based on the second question, this actually answers the first question, as Rashi is just explaining why we needed the last case of the Mishnah, and Rashi explains because there's a kula relevant to the last case of the Mishnah. And then if you're going to ask, so let's just say the last case of the Mishnah, so Rashi would explain the exact opposite, that in chenami there is a chumra in the last case of the Mishnah as well, and therefore we may not know the second to last case of the Mishnah, because that's maybe a kula. Kamash Mulan, we need both cases to teach us that no matter what, Rav Nechemya says, halich achar rev deis, and hadron lach mishakine, hadron lach mishakine, hadron lach mishakine, and we will stop over here.